you're feeling good, say yeah. Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show. We each take a turn sharing a story, which will hopefully inspire you or just, you know, some good news. All we hear is crap all the time. This is something I always complain about, potholes. But a paramedic in Omaha, well, hitting a pothole might have saved this person's life. They were taking a 59-year-old guy to the hospital after he started having a racing heart at work. At one point in the ambulance, his heart was beating 200 times per minute. The normal actual heartbeat is 60 to 100. So
wow.
It's amazing that thing didn't explode. Now, during the drive, the ambulance hit a pothole, and the medics told the hospital that the jolt from hitting the pothole managed to get the patient's heart back to normal rhythm.
What a miracle.
How insane is that? What are the odds? It's like, oh, we're going to miss this pothole. The guy dies. But they hit a pothole. It's back in rhythm. So should make a full recovery. A physician there at the hospital said, this is one of those, as Alex said, like a medical phenomenon. It worked. It somehow like put the heart back into rhythm. But that's what I got this morning for Monday motivation.
That's crazy. I have a story from England about a 9-year-old British girl. So it's not just the rich and powerful who have been donating money to the reconstruction of Notre Dame after a fire totally destroyed the Paris Cathedral earlier this month. This 9-year-old British girl sent about $3 to the foundation helping to rebuild it. They're one of four organizations who the French government has asked for to help collect donations for the rebuilding or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wrote this little letter with her change of $3 and said, "Dear people of France and Paris, my name is Caitlin and I am 9 years old. I live in England." She said, "I heard about the Notre Dame fire on the radio and I wanted to help. I know it's not much, but every bit helps. Hopefully it won't take too long to build. Thanks, Caitlin."
That is so awesome because she's three. I mean, her $3
yeah.
is probably like everybody's life savings. You know what I mean? Like
money
she has.
So her dad told CNN that his daughter was very upset by the crisis after discovering how old the cathedral was. He said she felt she had to do something about it. She said that she couldn't give hundreds or thousands, but she wanted to give what she could. And he said that she's a very bright girl who cares deeply about helping people and animals.
What a sweet little girl.
I love that.
I like that too. Thanks for sharing that one. What's up, Liv?
I have a really, really sweet one. So a teacher in California who teaches fourth grade was teaching a lesson for Autism Awareness Month that's going on right now. And she actually had one of her students stand up who wanted to say something, and he revealed to the class that he's autistic. And no one had known, and he said, "You know, you guys made me feel uncomfortable talking about this subject to open up and, like, share with you guys because you guys didn't know I was autistic before." And so he gave, like, a little impromptu speech and explaining, like, his little quirks and differences and, you know, the things that make him tick. And then he opened it up to the floor for his students to, like, ask any questions if they had questions about it. And then, like, his whole class applauded him, and people were raising their hands and not even to ask questions, but just to tell him that they accepted him no matter, even though he was different from them. And, like, all a bunch of the girls and stuff like that and guys in class, like, asked if they could have a hug from him and stuff like that. So
well,
just a very
so
sweet, sweet moment.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that's good stuff, guys. That's your Monday motivation here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.